take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go! It's the two-time Stellar Award considered, Spin Award nominated. You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
Hey, what's good, family? This is Jokia, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
What's good, radio family? TPV Radio is just getting hotter, and we have an all-star lineup just for you. Mondays, Conversations with Joe and Jay at 7:30 a.m. Tuesdays, Victory Over the Weights of Life with author Deanne Lebrine at 6 p.m. Wednesdays, Illuminating Word Ministries with Dr. Apostle Forrest L. Walker Sr. at 5 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sago at 4:30 p.m. Also, Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Fridays, the exclusive interview with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice, by appointment only. Saturdays is Saturdays Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones at 11 a.m., followed by The Locker Room with Coach D at 4 p.m. Sundays, TPV Reloaded at 2 p.m. with The Familia. Catch all of TPV Radio programming on Facebook Live at TPV Radio. Also, Live 365, tune in, and all of our podcasts, social media platforms. Walk with us in relationship, purpose, and promise. And let's go!
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. What's good, family? This your boy, the Psalmist Voice, a.k.a. Pastor Christopher Newton. And you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with us, family. Let's go! The Spin Award nominated Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now on TPV Radio.
Slipping away. Come. Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Titus Showers, and you are listening to the Summit Voice Radio Network with the one and only D. Summit as the amazing host, and I advise you to walk with me, my family. Let's go! It's your boy. God bless you.
It's the Spin Award nominated Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now on TPV Radio.
Hey. Woo! That song note, I want to say thank you. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, did that song not set our souls on fire? I really want to hear that song again. I'm just going to be just straight up with you. I did not get enough. And Pastor Chris, if you could put that on repeat, I'm fine with that. Please repeat that song.
Say what?
Yeah, please repeat that song. Thank you for saving me. I'm just fired up just because of that song. So we can hear that again. That's good with me.
Thank you for loving me, Lord.
Brand new mercy. Brand new mercy. Early in the morning. All that good stuff. Boy, I tell you the truth, I better move on because I can get caught and stuck right there. Good afternoon to all of our listeners on today, our family who's listening to us from far and from near. Welcome, welcome, welcome one and all to the buffet. The menu today is seafood. We're having a seafood buffet on today. We got the Master Chef in the house. We greet you, Master Chef, in the name of Jesus. Sister Roberta is our chef on today. Good morning. Good afternoon, Sister Roberta.
Good morning. Good morning to some and good afternoon to others. It's great to be here.
But that song, though, Sister Roberta, what about that song, though? Yes, Lord. You know what? That song is all of that and some.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, it set me on fire. I was already burning up before I got on here. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God, that song. Oh, that was awesome.
All you done for me.
All he done. You can't even call it out, can you?
No.
If you start trying to name it, you're going to leave something out. All you done. Everything you done, Lord, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got the pit bull on the show today because we got to have somebody to guard this gumbo because, you know, people like to put gumbo in their pocket. So we got the pit bull on today. She may not be able to say anything right now because she is working, but we want to acknowledge the fact that she's there and y'all don't come to the buffet with that foolishness because she's on guard. Yes, she is. She can multitask. She's working, but she can take care of the gifters that come in off the street and don't want to pay for the buffet but want to eat. Where they do that at? And you ain't gonna be putting none of this gumbo in your pocket either, because it's a buffet. It's all you can eat, not all you can put in your pocket and run out the door. No, we ain't having that. Pit bull, stand up. Yeah, and we got fried fish on the buffet today. Yes, we do. And with fried fish, you got to have some hot sauce. Where my hot sauce at? Holla out, hot sauce.
Good morning, hot sauce,
and then some hot sauce, girl.
Good morning, good afternoon, but the key word is good. Let me tell y'all something.
Girl.
I just came from upstairs on my treadmill, tried to get me some mileage in before I came on this show, and I was just catching my breath. And then y'all had the nerve, the audacity, the unmitigated gall to play that
come
song.
On here now.
Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for me. Now, I had just caught my breath. I got to jumping and shouting at the beginning. I said, I better sit down. I better sit down because I'm going to need some wind to talk once it gets started. And then Sister Brown had the nerve to say, play it again, Sam. Do you know? Do you know that I am sitting here almost in need of some oxygen? Listen, y'all.
I'm telling you. I need some mouth-to-mouth tea tree.
Power,
I need some mouth-to-mouth too. I'm telling you.
You keep on keeping me every day. You keep on keeping me.
Come on, that'll please.
Okay, I'm going to stop because I want to still know something because I know we got some guests on here that just went through some stuff. And I got some family members that was in that storm and that Hurricane Ida that just went through some stuff. But my God brought them through. Thank you, Lord, for your power.
Thank you, Lord.
For loving them and holding them and keeping them and protecting them every day, God, every day. Brand new mercy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some praise. I don't care what you're going through. He's a God that is there all the time. He is more than enough. And every day by his power, he keeps you. He keeps you. He keeps you. We say thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead. I'm going to go on mute.
Pastor Chris, ain't no sense in having service today. Just go on and pass off and pray because the peace is done already. My God. I'm so excited today. We got a guest on here today. Her name is Demetria. I want to introduce one of our special guests. But before I do that, I promised Pastor Chris I was going to release his name into the atmosphere today.
Uh-oh.
On the buffet is catfish. And we got some hot sauce with the catfish. But you can't eat no catfish if you ain't got no hush puppy. Hush puppy, say something to the people. We got hush puppies on the buffet today. Because we always tell Pastor Chris, get somewhere, sit down, and be quiet. So we got hush puppies on the buffet. And baby, catfish, hot sauce, and hush puppy, you talking my kind of talk. Her
service
said something to the people on today, man.
Oh my goodness! See,
yes, Lord.
See, you can't have hush puppies without the special sauce. Just saying. You can't just have the hush puppies without that secret ingredient that Sister Roberta be whooping up. Because some people just don't eat hush puppies with itself. They got to add the special sauce, the dipping sauce, you will, so it can have that extra taste. See, don't get me started. See, I was trying to be good today, but see, you see, let me be quiet. See, okay,
she's
stop.
Picking
stop.
With us on today.
Stop.
She picking. These people are messing on the buffet today. They pick with people that's innocent. Because me and Pastor Chris, we are innocent bystanders, but we have a special guest, and we don't want to run our special guest off. I'm not sure where Demetrius is. She told me she'd be traveling on today, and she may be in the airport. I'm not sure. But Demetrius, welcome to the buffet on today. And we know we had to have something sweet. And since you're such a sweet young lady, we're going to call you Peach Cobbler on today. Girl, we got some extra dough on today because Peach Cobbler by way of Demetrius Morris is on the buffet on today. How you doing, Demetrius? Miss Morris, where are you?
I'm right here.
Did you unmute a plastic? Oh, there you go. Hey, sweetheart. Are you there, Demetrius? I can't hear you, baby.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now, love.
Yes. Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon to you as well. It's afternoon where we are, and sure it's morning where you are because you're in travel, right?
I am in Vegas still. Yes, I have not. I'm okay. Headed to the airport shortly. But yes, I'm still in Vegas. So here it is still morning.
Okay. We want to love
well,
on you today.
Well, good afternoon to those on the East Coast.
Amen. Everyone on the buffet, please welcome one of our special guests on today. This is Miss Demetrius. Miss Demetrius has so many ingredients. I didn't know what to put her on the buffet as, but I thought about how sweet she is. So we got peach cobbler at the buffet today, baby. And if you don't be careful, we're going to have some nana pudding. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So we thank you. We thank you, baby girl, for bringing your sweet self to the buffet on today. It's your first, but it
thank
shall
you,
not be your last.
Thank you guys for having me.
Did we get that pot of gumbo on here yet, Pastor Chris?
I do not see her unless she's calling from another number, but I don't see her as of yet.
Cheyenne, if you're calling from another number, text me and give me that number so we can add you to the panel on today. Sister Roberta, you are the reason through Jesus Christ for all of this drama going on today. It was you that came to the prayer line on Tuesday. I was feeling kind of down because of some of the things that was going on in my life. Because I look at this, there was a literal storm that hit Louisiana. But there was a spiritual storm. Somebody needs to mute their phone with the background and noise. But there was a spiritual storm going on in the lives of our brothers and sisters. Yes, the storm, I forget, what's the name of the storm, Tracy?
Hurricane Ida.
Hurricane Ida.
Yeah. Hurricane Ida was the name of a physical storm. The bad marriage, wayward kids, light bill due and ain't got no money is the name of the storm that some of us are experiencing in our everyday life. So we don't want to just put this thing above people's heads, but we want to bring it right to you. We want to serve you on today. We don't just want to name your problem, but we want to give you the solution to your problem. Sister Roberta. You have someone that's coming on with us as well. So we're going to do things a little different today. We're going to add our callers a lot quicker today because we want to give them voice to the storm that hit them in Louisiana. Because it was only God's mercy that allowed them to go through that storm and come out on the other side. What I looked at this week is families could have been planning repasses and funerals. And how they're going to put them repasses and funerals together, how they were going to finance them. But instead, as Sister Tracy stated earlier, they're not having to plan that. They may be a little discomforted because they don't have any air conditioning, no power. So we can deal with that because you can always go someplace to somebody else's house that's got it for a minute and cool off. But if you were on that cooling board, there was no fix for that except Jesus raising you from the dead. So we thank God for the benediction of your lives on today. Sister Roberta, when you think about, you started this, when you thought about the storm Ida, what did you come up with? What did you walk away with on that?
When I thought about the storm Ida, when I heard about it, when I talked to the family members, some of them had gone through it, and they were saying how that the wind, they could hear trees popping. They could feel trees. The wind was so strong and hitting things like it was a freight truck coming through, just the wind of it, and they were saying for 12 hours they had experienced this. And what I was sick when they were telling me that, all I could vision was the wind going through, but the hand of God was in front.
Come on here now.
You can't just, the hand of God was just stirring the wind and which way to go, that it wouldn't destroy no lives. And I can see the hand of God moving at his grace and his mercy. And it was nothing but at 140, 170 miles an hour wind hitting for 12 hours and rain. That's a lot. You can't say nothing but God, thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you. You've been good. It was God and him alone. And I just got so excited to see the power of God, the hand of God at work. A miraculous thing. That was nothing short of a miracle.
Amen. One of our special guests lives in Louisiana. I'm hoping that the other one will come on as well. But one of our special guests lives in Louisiana. Demetrius took the route of Demetrius, am I saying your name right, first of all?
And my name absolutely correctly.
Okay, baby. But Demetrius chose to flee the scene. But when she got ready to get on the airplane, God said something to her. Demetrius, we want you to share what God said to you when you got ready to get on the airplane. For those of you who don't get it all, don't worry about it, because she has released me to be able to use it tomorrow morning as my Sunday message. So I'll be using that tomorrow morning. Go ahead, Demetrius, and release what God said to you when you were getting on that airplane to get out of Dodge.
Okay, I'm gonna read it to you guys, but right now I'm just gonna go like how he had given it to me. It was just like more times out of not, we are very, we complain a lot. We see a lot of challenges. We see a lot of problems. But what we fail to realize is that how good God is to us and how much his love and his grace covers us. And so as I got on the plane, I just began to be reminded about being very grateful, to be happy, to understand that not only was, you know, could this storm have been more devastating, because I don't know many buildings or many cities who can withstand 150 miles per hour wind for 8 to 10 to 12 hours at a time and still just lose power. I look at this because we've gotten a question about why do you still live in New Orleans if it's going to continue to get hit with hurricanes? I look at it as, why do we live anywhere if we're going to continue to get hit, whatever we get hit with? So at the end of the day, we just have to remember that whatever God has positioned you to endure and whatever realm of influence he has given for you to have, then you have to be able to stand in that authority and move and operate accordingly. So let me go ahead and read it as God gave it to me.
Demetrius, is that TV noise?
You're listening.
Is that something you can control? Demetrius,
I can't.
Is that noise in your background? Is that something you can control?
Let me step.
Okay.
I was having a bit of breakfast.
Okay. Pastor Chris, while Demetrius find her a quiet place, did we get our other caller on yet?
I still do not see her.
Okay.
And I don't know, if she's calling from another number or not, so I'll just...
Okay. Before you get started, Sister Demetrius, Sister Tracy, could I get you to reach out to Cheyenne and see if you can grab her on the line and let her know she's on now?
I'm on it. I'm on that.
Thank you.
Now.
Okay, go ahead, Sister Demetrius.
So I just began to write, that we are all struggling right now with experiencing losses on top of this and reliving such a devastation, because it definitely was on the day of Hurricane Katrina, which was 16 years ago. But if they were able to read this message, that meant that they were still alive. This morning, as I boarded, reminded how good God is. So I just began to prayer. Thank you, Father, for protecting me and seeing fit to give me more life to experience, more territory to cover, more breakthroughs, more strength, more peace. God, thank you for reminding me that it is you that is keeping me. It is you sustaining me. It is fighting for me. We often get so caught up in the resources that you provide that we forget that the resources are only evidence of you, the source. So thank you for blessing me. Thank you for seeing beyond what my natural eyes can and allowing me to walk in even when I forget to give you all the praise. Thank you for never forgetting me. Thank you for not allowing the danger seen and unseen cause. And thank you for dislike the good and the ugly. So now, God, the tragedy and the devastation around me speak to me. Enlarge my territory and clear my vision so that I can see vision.
Wow.
Great on my realm of injustice.
Demetrius, you're going in and out. That message is too important to have it dismantled like that. It's going to be on Sunday message for those of you who receive my Sunday message or look at my page on Facebook. We're going to put that on there so that you can get it in its entirety. It's very important. What I like about what we're hearing on today, sisters and brothers, is that God has he has brought it all full circle. You know, he gave Demetrius in Louisiana a piece. He gave Roberta in Michigan a piece. He gave Pastor Chris a piece in Texas. He gave Tracy a piece in North Carolina, and he gave me a piece in South Carolina. And then he added Tiana to the pot in Killeen, Texas as well, and gave her a portion of his goodness, showing us each individually what he was doing in our lives. But then all together, when we come together and start sharing what God said, we all saying the same thing. Only God can do that. And I don't know how we can say he ain't real when he's constantly proving his realness and his genuineness to us on a daily basis. Waking up this morning, he proved he real. Going to bed last night, he proved he real. And I just thank God for that. Thank God for that song. Thank God for each one of you on the buffet on today. We thank God for our listeners. And Pastor Chris, we're going to do it different today. We're going to go to listeners early because some of our Louisiana family is supposed to be calling in. And we want to make sure we give everybody ample time, especially if they were in the storm, to talk about their storm experience. So let's go to the phone line. Let's take at least two of our callers right now, and we'll go back and get some more in a minute.
All right, no problem. All right, callers, we will read the last four digits of your phone number for security purpose. So the first caller, 9615, welcome to Saturday's Buffet. God bless you.
Do you have your phone muted?
Good morning.
Hey, come on.
This is Annette Lanier. I am in favor with Tracy. And to God be the glory. It's good to be with you this morning.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in. And we know that something will be said, if not already. God bless you. Go ahead, Sister Roberta.
Yes, thank you for tuning in. It's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Good to hear yours, too.
Amen. Let me just say, Sister Lanier called me before the storm hit. She knows that I have family in Louisiana. And she called to check in to see how everyone was doing. And I am so grateful because she had them on her mind and in her heart and definitely in her prayers. So thank you. Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Amen. We don't take stuff like that for granted. Amen. Thank you, Sister Lanier.
You will.
Pastor Chris, one more and we'll move on.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Next caller, 76. You are live.
Hello.
On the air. Welcome.
Hello. This is Ty.
Hello.
I was calling from Louisiana. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Ty.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
You want to know about that storm and how you felt?
Well, all is well, you know, in the midst of it all, you know, the aftermath is always worse than the storm. Because you have so many lines you have to deal with. You have to get gasoline. So no matter what how comfort you are in your home with the generators, you still need gas. You still need food.
Right.
You still need to go stand out in the line. You have to, you know, pastors have to check on their members and make sure they have everything that they need. It's so much that goes on into it, and you have to deal with attitudes. You have to have, you know, just everything that's going on around here is something to that you have to adapt to, and I must tell you that you got to, like Jesus said, you got to watch and pray. You got to be vigilant, and you got to pray for patience. Everything is just in an uproar right now, but, you know, with trees everywhere, with so much debris following, no electricity, cold showers. You know, it's just stuff that you have to deal with and adapt to.
Amen. Amen. Titus, was the storm really scary for you? Was there a lot of, was there a lot of, not fear, but concern while that storm was going on for you?
Absolutely, because actually, Hammond, we rarely get what New Orleans received. New Orleans is, it was always on the news, but this time, you know, we always lose electricity, and but the debris was everywhere. It's like the storm was right where we were in Hammond, Louisiana. That's where we live at, and the trees was everywhere, and the wind was so scary, it was hard to even go to sleep, you know, so... you have to board up your windows. Like rarely, we have to board up our windows. The doors were flying open because the wind gusts were so powerful, and you know, the swings and trampolines and trees was falling in other people's yard. You know, it was just so much that happened, and it was a, it was an experience that it was even worse for us than Katrina was. So we're steady adjusting to it though, but you know, we're thanking God that we still have our life. And we're praying that we keep our sanity in the midst of it all.
So, Tracy, before we let Brother Titus go, is there anything you want to ask him or say to him? You have the floor.
Well, Brother Titus, my cousin, my dude, that's my dude right there. I am so grateful to be talking to you. There were so many prayers that we sent up. The old people say send up some timber. We sent up some timber on behalf of our loved ones down there. We are so thankful that you guys weathered the storm and that God's protection was with you. We continue to send our love. If there's anything that we can do to assist, let us know. And you know we will rally together and do what we need to do to get the resources there. So just let us know.
Absolutely. Love you guys. Indeed, it's a blessing and an amazing platform. Thank you guys for having me.
Brother Titus, we can't let you go until the chef serve you something. She's got something to serve you. I don't know if it's going to be peach cobbler or some gumbo or something. Chef or brother, what you got for the man of God?
Hello, Titus. How you doing, sweetheart? How you doing?
Hey, my favorite auntie. I'm well. I'm actually traveling. I'm on my way to Shreveport. I have to sing over here in the morning, so I had to get out and go to Shreveport.
You see, even in the midst of storm, there's always always you. There's always worship. Always worship. And you know, it's amazing how you're so lifted up at all. You know, no matter what, you know that God is first. Your focus is on God. You're always in that way, man. That even in your pain, even in your struggles, you know, you always look to God and encourage other people to do the same. And one of the questions I guess I want to ask you, you know, while you were going through that, what was the thing that your mind was really on? I mean, what you at that particular time, give me something that you were thinking like, oh God, you know, if I had another chance, I would do.
Wow.
That's good.
So
that's
in that
good.
Moment, that's heavy. In that moment, it's all
that's
about survival mode. It's about survival mode. And then it's like, we know the storms come. There must be preparation. And everything that we do in life, there must be preparation. And definitely for these storms in the summertime and right before, the summer ends, we always have to prepare. So I advise us all to store up some cash because credit cards don't work. We have to have water supplies. You have to have. I was thinking about getting a big tanker and just keep gas supply. You know, you have to have everything available. You know, for your needs because you know it's hard to dictate what the storm is going to do. You just have to prepare. So. That's the only thing on my mind was like, next time I'm going to prepare to do this. I'm going to have this set aside because my credit card don't work. And nobody's taking credit cards. So it's just like, you know, you got to have some cash money and no credit cards and everything works. So you got to prepare different and you got to set it up that way. That's the best way to do it.
Wow. Amen. What an amazing end to your story, sir. Pastor Chris, you got anything you want to say to Brother Titus before we let him go?
My man, Titus.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
What's up, man? I love that song out here in the background. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, we do too.
Quite appropriate because of the fact that we still need Christ in the midst of everything we go through. See, it's not
absolutely
from ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ in the midst of the storm. See, you're telling the devil no, because, see, you could automatically say, oh, no, let me cancel. I got to take care of this. I got to take care of that. But I guarantee you, by you just continuing to do what God called you to do, all the things that have surrounded you, all the chaos, all the nonsense, all the stuff that is happening right now, he is opening doors for you to not only be a light, but be a help in the dark places that you travel.
Amen.
You don't get me started. I'm trying not to preach. See, they get me started. They get me started. They keep sticking me with the stick in the corner, and you know how a dog goes when you keep sticking him in the corner. He start biting at you. So I'm going to continue to do what God has called you to do and continue to be that light and that strength that the people need in this season. I pray for double portion on your ministry.
Amen.
I pray for double portion of your anointing, and I pray for double portion for your supply, that you can not only supply for yourself, but you can supply for others, and God got your co-sign every time you bless someone else that's not even in your circle. So God bless you, Titus. I love you. God bless you, brother. And I continue to pray for you as you pray for me. God bless you. Let me stop before we end up having church. I'm done.
Pastor Chris, since he called in, go ahead and release the band to play that song.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead and release the band. Let's hear Titus on today.
We going to play I Need You. It's an appropriate song for the appropriate time. So here we go, family. Let's get it.
Thanks, Brother Titus.
Thank y'all so much. Love y'all.
Love you too.
This is for the world. Searching for peace that we cannot find. Asking questions. 'Cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
to make
Lord.
A way. And we all need you.
We all
That's
need
why
you.
Why we pray. We all need you.
We all need you, Lord.
Here in this place.
Yes.
We all need you.
Glory to
Show
God.
Us the way when it all falls down and there's no way out. When our faith is lost and we're full of doubt, we know who you are and you never change. You're still God over everything. Oh Lord, we need you. I don't want to sound selfish, but won't you answer me? Just one word from you can set me free. We all need you, hey, to make a way. We all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you, hey, show us the way.
listen, we all need you to make a way. We all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way. Hey, when it all falls down and there's no way out. Yeah. When our faith is lost and we're full of.
Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Titus Showers, and you are listening to the Summit Voice Radio Network with the one and only D. Summit as the amazing host, and I advise you to walk with me, my family. Let's go! It's your boy. God bless you.
It's the Spin Award nominated Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now on TPV Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. That was so befitting for the time that we're in. We're going to go again. If it's all right, Pastor Chris, let's see what other callers we have. Like I said, we want to make sure we give them ample time. We lost Sister Demetrius because she was at the airport, and she said it was hard to hear over the airplanes and stuff, but I promised her it would be another time. For her on the buffet.
Okay.
Come on, Pastor Chris, give us two more callers, please.
Yes, ma'am. Coming up, 9614. Welcome to Saturday's Buffet. God bless you.
Nine, six, one, four, you have the floor if you want to speak.
Hello, how are y'all doing?
There you
family?
Are. Hey.
This is Crystal Hooper calling from Hammond, Louisiana.
Amazing.
Hey,
Crystal.
That's my name. How you doing?
Yes.
Hey, Keith. How y'all doing?
We're wonderful. Hey. Glad to hear your voice. And we want to give you the floor to be able to explain what you experienced during the storm, Sister Crystal.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we weathered the storm here in Louisiana, Hurricane Ida. We were actually here for Katrina as well, and Ida was definitely worse. We had a tree go through our roof, which left two rooms in our home unusable, but we're still in the home. We have been limited on gas supply in the area. So we've had to go over to our neighboring state, Mississippi, in order to get gas. We have a gas stove and we have a generator, and thank God, you know, our friends and family have been able to supply us with gas. If they come into town, it's very limited on resources. The lines are extremely long when you're trying to go out and move around town. There has been some hope, you know, some electricity has been coming on in the area, in the main business area, but we have been told in Central Parish that we will not receive electricity until September 17th throughout the parish.
Okay. Sister Teresa, I'll turn you over to ask any questions, you and Roberta, of Sister Crystal at this time.
Hello, Crystal. How are you, my dear?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So good to hear your voice. Just want to know, I know this was, you mentioned that Katrina wasn't as bad as this, and from what Titus said, Hammond got hit straight on. So just wanted to know, is there anything, any resources that you all need that we can possibly assist with?
Well, I think just as a community, I've noticed that there have been several organizations that have been providing, like, hot meals because a lot of people can't prepare meals themselves. So anything I think that can be a good grab for kids to be able to eat and families, because they, you know, not everybody can afford to go out and get a generator, and I understand that. But even if you have a generator, you still may not be able to cook, because if you grill, you still have to have propane, you know, and some of those are charcoal. So it may not even be that they can't afford to get it. The resources are just limited. So bottled water, charcoal for grills, you know, snacks that can be easily, you know, open, non-perishable items. I think things like that will definitely be vital to the area.
Okay. And then a follow-up question, you know, after any big project or major event, that's often an after action review. After action from your site, what could be done in the future? What can you do in the future to prepare?
Well, I definitely think there's a like with, you know, FEMA and Red Cross and those organizations coming into the area, I've just been able to watch and pay attention to the chatter on social media. And a lot of people have been denied. You know, I know that they're saying, and maybe they've focused a lot of the resources to the major cities, which is what we've heard as well, like New Orleans and, you know, Baton Rouge. But really, Tinto Parish did take a direct hit. If you ride through the city of Hammond and through the parish, it looks like tornadoes were just dropping out of this storm, because there are trees everywhere. And so a lot of people have been denied the resources, people that really should qualify, and all of our information that was given says that FEMA there's no limitations on the qualifications in order to qualify. But I've just read, you know, I've been paying attention to what people have been saying. They've been denied. Some people have received the resources, but a lot of them have not. Another thing has been the insurance companies. Getting them, you know, on the phone has been extremely difficult. Getting someone to come out and assess your damage has been extremely difficult. And then, like, the tree is still on my roof, so there has to be a crane in order to, you know, remove the tree. So there's a lot of things that are out of our control that we can't, you know, control as the people, but I think it's a governmental issue that would definitely have to be resolved. But you know what? It can be changed in prayer. You know, it's one of the things that we can go before the Lord on and ask, because still need resources, and some things truly are out of our control.
Yes, yes. Awesome, awesome. But we are definitely continuing to pray, and let us know what you guys need. Just reach out. Mom, I'll let you know.
I will.
Yes, I'm I don't really have any questions for her. I'm just grateful and praising God and thanking God that we are able to talk. Every situation brings on a different problem. But when we look at where he brought us from, the new problem, just a little bit like, okay, I can handle this. You know,
yeah.
But without, you know, before, you know, the tree on the house, yes, it's a problem. But I thank God that we're able to see the tree on the house. And they're not, you know, viewing us. We're viewing the tree. So, we have something to be thankful for. And in times like this, you know, you could be overwhelmed with all the negative things, all the things. You forget about the great thing that he just did for you, you know. So, you know, how to keep your eyes and heart on praise, you know, because it's going to get better. It's going to, you know, we're going to do what we can. And I like your answer when you said, you know, some things are out of our control, but to pray. Because we know that prayer works. It works. You know, you work it, it'll work. And he can change, he can change the king's heart. So even though the government might be slow, but we can put pressure on him through prayer. So that's exactly what we're going to be doing.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And definitely please keep us in prayer, because we're hearing that another storm could possibly come this way, either Tuesday or Wednesday. But Jesus controls the storm, you know.
Amen.
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 See what?
Well, Chris, as you look back at that storm, and it was a lot of devastation, as you have forestated. But did it do anything in your heart spiritually? Did it increase your faith in God, being able to say you do have the victory, although you are a little discomforted at this time?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, we have the victory. And what we did right before the tree fell on our house, actually, is we gathered our children and we stood in the living room and we went into prayer. And we asked the angels to establish a border around our home and protect us and keep us. And God did just that. You know, none of us were harmed. Yes, there was some water in the house, but it could it really could have been worse. God definitely spared us. And so we stood in faith the entire time. We stood believing that God and the angels would protect us.
Amen. Did you see stability in the children? Because, you know, sometimes our children fall apart. And when we see our children in pain, it's hard sometimes to hold our composure. Did you see your children come about this storm in a different way as well, Crystal?
I did. My children were being very anxious and frantic. And we put on worship. You know, we just said, you know, we just don't worship God. And it was, and I, you know, I made them some chamomile tea, and it was, we were able to help calm them because it was scary. It was like bombs going off around us. We could hear transformers blowing up, trees falling, and if any child was scared in that scenario, but I just tried to, you know, stay strong for them, you know, be a pillar, their dad and I, and they came through it, so they're fine.
Amen. That is an amazing end of your story, Crystal. That is a blessing. And then I'm thinking about, I know your husband is sometimes, because of his job, away from home. And look at the timing of God that had the man of the house in the house. That always makes a big difference to me. Because sometimes, no matter what's going on, when you got the man of the house at home, you'd be like, you can rest a little bit.
Yeah, let me tell you. So it was actually my husband's birthday is August 29th, and he took off. He went on vacation for his birthday, but they activated the troops in Louisiana. But because my husband had taken leave, he was able to be home. So it's like God already foresaw that he was going to be activated, and he just happened to take, he never takes off for his birthday. He just happened to take off for his birthday. We're going to have a little celebration. So he's been able to be here with us for a week, but please keep him covered. He will be leaving out. But he has been here with us in order to weather this storm.
Amen. Tracy, we see, you know, we good at the buffet for taking off our hair and throwing them across the room. Tracy, it's almost hair throwing time when Crystal said that, don't you think?
I definitely agree.
When she said her husband never take off from work and he took off then, girl, I'm telling you, I don't have no hair. I cut all my hair off, but if I had some, I'd throw it across the room on that one, Crystal. Crystal, thank you so much. And you guys, if you guys are done with Crystal, Pastor Chris, you got anything for Crystal? Tracy, you guys take it if you have some more things you want to say to Crystal. I'm good after she said that. Her husband took off work.
Tiana,
were you able to join us yet? I'm sorry, Pastor Chris. Tiana, are you on yet?
Good.
I know
Mommy,
she said she's going to be out.
There
you go.
Working.
Hey, baby.
Okay. I've been listening to you guys, but I'm still working.
Okay, just let me know. Just chime in and let us know when you're ready to say anything. I know you're on fire because this has been awesome today, right?
It has been.
Amen. Okay, so, go ahead.
When she said her husband took work before he said, you know, all this thing by God is always free. He go before.
That messes me up when God do little things like that. He did it before the storm. So I always say God is free. He goes before us. When he makes we make decisions, think we're just doing something, but he's ordering our steps. It's just so amazing.
Yeah.
He's an awesome guy.
Yeah.
Sister Tracy, before you say anything else to Sister Krista, Bert just sparked something in me. I want to tell you all how Sister Demetrius got on the show. I want to tell you about Sister Demetrius. I don't know her that well, but I met Sister Demetrius at a race, and what drew me to her was her tights. I walked up behind, and she had some really odd, soulful tights on. And I said to her, I say, I'll run you for them tights you got on. And she was with a group of ladies, and they started saying, she sells them, she sells them, she makes them herself. So I said, okay. So I hooked myself up with her, and I bought every pair of tights she was selling. And so the other night I got in bed, and I said, let me check her and see if she got anything new out. That's how he connected me. And Roberta is so right. God is always the God of pre. You think he's doing one thing, and God got a whole different mission involved. Go ahead, Sister T.
Well, you know, I wanted to say, in just in talking, God just gave me how so many times we focus on the storm instead of focusing on the covering or the cover work, the protection or the protector. If we would just keep our minds focused on who we rely on, who our source is, our cover, our protector, she said they began to worship. She didn't say there wasn't fear there. Yeah, that's a scary situation. I've lived through a couple hurricanes in North Carolina, not to that degree, but I understand when you say that wind outside, it's like, oh Lord. But you're like, okay, this is the one thing that can keep me and calm me right now. Let me worship. If I go to the name of Jesus, I know that there's a calm and a peace that comes in the home. So the fact that, you know, her spirit was quickened, her and her husband, Sean, were quickened to go to the rock, to go to the source. That is huge. And I was checking on them throughout the storm, and it's crazy because Crystal,
I lost you, Tree.
She said, uh-oh.
What happened?
The power just went out.
I do now. I do now. Go ahead, baby. I don't know what's happening, Tree. You're going in and out on my end. Am I the only one hearing that?
No, she
is.
She's
going
she's
in
going
Roberta.
In
yeah, you're going in and out, Tree. And the stuff that's being said, and we realize it's the enemy that's just angry at us for giving God glory for what he meant to harm the body of Christ. But he can be angry all he wants. He can be big mad. We're going to declare the goodness of Jesus, and we're going to allow his interference to get in our way. This is good, good, good. Crystal, are we so grateful to God for your life being spared? We're thankful to God that you saw fit to do us a 100 and call in today. And just to declare God's goodness over the atmosphere. One thing the Lord said to me while Sister Tracy was speaking, the Lord said to tell you and to release it into the atmosphere that your children, my God, because of the steadfastness of you and your husband, that you walk the walk that you talk about, God told me to tell you that your children will never be the same, that they'll know from this day forward how when a storm comes in their life, they can always rely on the name of Jesus. They can always worship and praise God for the better outcome. God knows that what you did in your home on the other day when power was going out, when trees was being dislocated, that you set up a standard, a new standard in your children's life, that this is how you handle adversity. So to God be the glory. God bless you real good. And thank you, thank you, thank you for calling and sharing your words of testimony.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I receive that. I love you, ladies, and I know God's going to continue to bless this show. People need to hear this.
Amen.
This. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Pastor Chris, I know we have another song that we can go to. So if you would play us a song, we're going to come back, and we're going to continue to look to our phone line because our callers, you're important to us, and we want to make sure your voices are heard. This is your platform. So go ahead, Pastor Chris, with another song.
Amen.
It is the Spin Award nominated Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now on TPV Radio.
Mm-hmm.
What's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Summer's Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
It's the Spin Award nominated Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown and Roberta Jones right now on TPB Radio.
What a wonderful song. What a wonderful song. You got to tell them storms in your life sometimes that they're not going to have your victory. You're going to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to stand on the promises of God, which are yea and amen. Amen, amen, amen. And you know what? This is just such an awesome thing. My brothers and sisters, Sister Tracy, Sister Roberta, Pastor Chris, and Tiana. The reason why this is so awesome to me is because I reached across the lines of religion. I reached across the aisle. In the spiritual realm, I didn't just ask people of my persuasion. I didn't just ask people that believed the way I believed. I reached over there to some people that we have some differences, and I invited them to be a part of the buffet on today. You know why I did that? Because no matter what your denomination is, a storm in your life is a storm in your life. Trees falling on your house is trees falling on your house. We need one another. We need the cohesiveness of Christ in our life to tell us to love one another past what you believe. I'm not concerned about whether you think the sky is blue or whether you see it as white or whether you saw it one day and you thought it was red. I don't care. What I want is for us to come together and be in agreement that our God is God. He is good all the time, and all the time our God is good. Pastor Chris, Sister Tracy, Sister Roberta, Sister Tiana, if you don't have anything else, we'll go back to that phone line and hear what thus say the people. We all good? Let's go to the caller, yeah, Pastor Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
1350, you are live on the air. Welcome to Saturday's Buffet. God bless you.
Amen. Hello to all.
Hey, Pam.
Awesome. This is awesome. I'm just listening in, and it's ironic that that song was just playing because during the storm, that's the song that my son was singing. And I said, sing it again, son. And we're not even in Louisiana, but he was just obedient to the Spirit and just singing that song. So I personally thank God for the storm. I thank God for the
storm.
Amen. That's what we need to realize. We don't thank God for the storm. You know, we thank God after the storm, but we don't thank him for the storm coming, because in the storm is when we see ourselves and we see the things that we need to work on. Because we see on the other side, as what Titus was saying, the aftermath on what could have been. So, you know, we thank God even for that. So, God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tammy. Sister Tammy, don't go far away if you do text me, because before this is all over, we're going to get you to pray for the people in the storm. And, Lord Jesus, time is running away from us. Tracy, would you please catch time? Because it was 12 o'clock a few minutes ago. It's after 1 o'clock. Now, someone signed you to go catch time, because when they told me 2 hours, I told them that was too long. And now I can't even get it all in 2 hours.
Catch time.
Man. Somebody catch time. Time running.
Oh, I said,
what you got?
Well, let's go.
Who else you got?
Let's go. 98-09. You have the floor.
98-09. 9809, you're free to speak.
Right. Going once, going twice. We'll put you back on mute. God bless you. Next caller, 7991, 7991. You are live on the air. God bless you.
Good afternoon. This is Jeanette Pontoon, and I'm been enjoying the show so far today. It's telling so much super things, and not only did Louisiana go through that storm, it kept going, and it went to New York and Connecticut, and I have a lot of family up north, and so far, everyone up north that I know of just haven't heard any bad things, so God is in control no matter where you go.
Amen. Thank you, sis. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being a faithful listener, and thank you for sharing that word of testimony.
Amen. Next caller, 4000. God bless you. You're on
4000. 4000.
4000.
Okay.
4000. You are live on the air.
Pastor Chris, that may be my sister who's at work. She's just listening.
Oh.
So we'll go on, because I think that's her number.
No problem.
Thank you.
No problem. Next caller, we know who this is. 2985. You are live on the air.
All
God
right.
Bless you.
God bless you. My heart is full, and the word is thank you, Lord.
Roberta,
thank
you, Lord.
She received peace during the storm, and many other people received from God. I want to let you all know what he said to me and had me to call down south and to share it with another portion
of our family. We have such a large family in Louisiana. He told me to tell them, to remind them that just like he promised Israel, that he would be with them when they go through the fire. He would be with them when they went through the water. He said, you tell them I'll be with them in the midst of this storm. I will go through the rain. It's my right arm that's going to be stretched out. And tell them, don't give up on me, because, hallelujah, Jesus, because I haven't given up on them. And I want to let you know, he reminded me to tell one of my nieces that he made a promise with Israel. He would never flood the world like he did in the days of Noah. And I told her, I said, remember the rainbow that God put in the sky? You watch for that rainbow. She sent me a picture on yesterday. Her house was not touched. Those tall palm trees was not bent over. Not one tree was moved in her yard. And she said, look at the rainbow. There were two rainbows over her house. I want to thank God for his presence, because he definitely was in the midst of that storm. And nothing is impossible for God when we believe.
Amen.
He told me to tell him to use what he gave him, and he gave us his name. And there is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Speak to the four winds. He said, you speak to it, and I delivered as he said, and they did it. And none of them was hurt. I had one sister, she said where she was in water knee deep, but all was well. They all had generators. I think one had to go about 40 miles out, and his brother met him to bring him some gas. But other than that, they were well kept. And I'm hoping that I could get the one niece on next week if I can. I'm going to call so she can give you the testimony of how God had her to prepare months ahead. God bless you all. I'm really enjoying this show today.
Amen.
Amen.
Ooh-wee. All right. We got a lot of folks, so let's get it. 55, 51, 55. 51, you are live on the air. God bless you.
Good morning. I'm enjoying the show. I will say this to my family in Louisiana and anyone else that was affected. I was also in a storm in North Carolina, and a tree fell on my house, and I was denied FEMA as well. But when we continue to trust in the creator of FEMA, he gives us more ever imagine. And I know for me, I got a 100-fold return on everything that was lost. And I also moved, and when I moved I was able to buy brand new furniture for each room in my apartment. So when I say don't worry about FEMA denying you, don't worry about the back and forth with the insurance, continue to put your faith in God, continue to tithe, continue to trust God, and watch God move in the midst of the storm and the aftermath. Y'all stay encouraged, be blessed, so happy. All y'all are still breathing.
Amen. Now that's my niece, so I'm gonna do like Brown. You got all that money. I want $20 after the show. Go on, Pastor Chris. Go on, Pastor Chris, because you know my knees ain't white, but I can let them get white if she gonna give me that $20. Come on here now.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, boo.
7392, you are live on the air. God bless you.
7392.
Going once, going twice, and we will put you back on mute. Thank you so much for calling. Next caller, 6015, you are live on the air.
Hey, Miss Lucia. Hey, how y'all doing today? Enjoying the program.
We doing good, Miss Lucia.
I'm repeating what my cousin, Sister Jeanette Pontoon, said. Our family's up north. I talked to my sister yesterday. Everything fine. God be the glory.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We have been praying for Sister Lucia. And y'all can hear in her voice that she's doing much better. We're so grateful to God for her health and for her improvement. We'll continue to keep her in prayer for full recovery.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. 8637. 8637, you are live on the air. God bless you.
That's you, Andrew.
Hey, everyone. This is Rose. I'm just listening.
Amen.
Thank you, Rose.
God bless you.
That's Zion's mama. Zion, Prince. And help me with that last one. Zayden. Zayden, right?
Aiden.
Aiden.
Yeah, Dr. Aiden. I'm going to call him Dr. Aiden. Okay, let's go.
How do, look, wait for, wait a minute. How do I know his name and you don't?
Because you had as many birthdays as I had. That's why. That's why. Hush puppy. Hush puppy.
Love you, Rose.
That is the truth, though. That is the truth.
96-14. You are live on the air. God bless you.
This is Crystal again. I'm just fishing again.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see? I didn't even look at my own notes. See? See, now it's my turn. See, I forgot. See, my old age catching up to you.
Don't take long,
hey.
Do it.
Next call, 3941. 3941. You are live on the air.
Hello, everyone. I just thank God for everyone that's doing okay in Louisiana and the other states that the tornado came through. I also live in Flushing, Michigan, and I live on the out in like the country, as they call us. But the aftereffects from the storm came through Michigan and tore up the city of Flushing. And I just thank God for everybody that did get out safe, because I have a sister now that lives in the city, but we live on the outside, which is what they call the country. But everybody is doing fine, and we just thank God that nobody got hurt or killed, but it was some damage.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Rose.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
Next caller, 2598. You're live on the air.
That's one of our special guests, Sister Eartha, that's calling in. Sister Eartha, we know you hear our voice. God bless you. Thank you for calling. You can move on, Pastor Chris.
Okay, no problem. 57-17.
Come
on,
here. Pastor Jackson, what you got for us? Hey, Pastor Jackson, unmute your phone, sir.
Hello, you hear me?
Hey, now we hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And I enjoyed the show so far and the conversations, testimonies. I'm enjoying it. I'm sitting here listening to it. And y'all continue praying for the victims in Louisiana. I just got to talking to a couple of people down there. Everybody is not doing as well. So with this, continue praying. You're doing a good job. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Next caller, 7886. You are live on the air.
7886.
Going once.
Yes.
Oh,
there you go. There you go. Come on.
This is Mother Flowers from Minnesota. I've just got in on the last of your, I didn't hear the speakers, but I just thank God for just being on the line to support this line. This is the first time of being on here, but thank you, Sister Lorraine, for inviting me to be on the line. I do appreciate it, just even talking about the storm, because many times you go through storms of life, they're raging, but God is the master of the storm. If you allow him, he will lead you in the storm. He didn't say that we would not go through a storm, but he said that, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us. He promised to always be God, because as going through storms, raising children, grown children, just all different things, family things, those are storms that we have to go through. Yeah. And we can't ignore that that's a storm, but we do know the master of the storm. God bless you.
Praise God. God bless you, Sister Flowers, Mother Flowers. Thank you for calling and being obedient to my asking of you. God bless you.
Amen.
We just want to release blessings to Sister Flowers as well.
She's standing in need of some things from the Lord, and we just agree with her that they shall come forth speedily into her life. Go ahead, Pastor Chris.
Amen. Next caller, 7894. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Evelyn from Rock Hill, South Carolina. I praise God for Sister Brown for inviting me to this line today. I thank and praise God for his grace and mercy. I enjoy all the testimony. I thank God for the one that survived, everyone that heard my voice, still alive. The day the Lord has been, we're going to rejoice and be glad. I praise God for my son, my oldest son in New Jersey, Coleman Jr. God spared his life. He lived out. He got flooded all the way out, that he was asleep. And God spared his life. He lost everything in the house. So thank God, God spared his life. And this same son of mine, God raised him from the dead about, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, about 5 months ago. He died for 4 minutes, and God raised him from the dead. The same God that raised Lazarus from the dead, but God, all things are possible. Absolutely nothing is impossible to God. Let's keep our faith in God. I know God is able. I got so many testimonies about the grace of God, the protection and the healing, only thing that God took me through. And I believe God. I believe I stand on the word of God. Thank you, Sister Laverne, and everyone that's on the line. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for coming on and sharing that and starting this fire. Somebody call the fire department. Sister Ellen of Sucker Mac in this place. My God, my God. And I had a can of gasoline in my hand when she struck the match. Jesus.
God, all things are possible. I'm a living witness.
You sure live.
Yeah.
My God. Hold the band. Don't let that band loose.
She
got somewhere to go.
See, I'm trying. See,
y'all
can't be doing this.
You messed me up when that first song came on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Sister Evelyn. That first song did do it.
That messed me up.
Yes, Lord.
My
tears
are coming down.
Yes, Lord. This is so amazing today because this is what it's all about. It's about hearing the cry of the people. It's about being in agreement with God's people. It's about giving hope today. It's not about denominations. It's not nothing about that. It's about lifting him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. If you lift me up, I'll draw. He didn't tell us to draw. He said, lift me up, and I'll be the plant. He said, you plant, you water, and you get some weeds all around it, and I'll give the increase. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane and God will do the rest. This is so awesome to me today. Let me do my housekeeping before I mess around and get past time for Pastor Chris before we go to another caller.
Oh, Jesus.
Woo, Jesus.
Chris needs to let go. He needs to let go of that.
Okay, well, let me ask Pastor Chris.
Wait. We need to get through the callers. We got two more callers, and then we can just go buck wild and loose.
Do it, then. Come on.
Okay. Last two callers. First one, 6056. 6056, you are live on the air. God bless you.
God bless you all. I was just calling. I've been in and out. Sorry for my voice. I've been under the weather. But today it's been so refreshing. I know we were talking about the storm, and I thank God for all of my family in Louisiana that, you know, lives were spared. But today, this morning, shortly before the buffet came on, I got a call from my niece. And she said, Auntie, I just want you. I said, what's wrong? Because I could tell in her voice. She said, my baby was in a real bad accident. They had to use the jaws of life to cut her out. And she said, but she walked away with just a scratch on her arm. And I reflected on some things. I was talking to my pastor. I said, God, I need you to show me your glory because of some storms I've been going through in my personal life. And I was telling my pastor yesterday, I said, I just need God to show me his glory. If God didn't show me his glory today, if God hasn't been showing me his glory all week, if God hasn't been showing me his glory all year, I lost my job this year. I had a surgery. But God is keeping me. God still got my mind. I was thinking about some things when my mom used to tell me. You know, I looked at a lot of things, and then I looked at today's devotion, and the devotion was just continue to pray. Give God faith in every circumstances.
you know, 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18. But I say, God, I see now the days mama was on her face. God, I see now the days we didn't want to be in Bible study, every study. But now I say, okay, God, when he began to show you his glory, about a week or so ago, I was praying on our family prayer call. I say, God, I totally give my kids to you. You give your kids, but you still want to fight they battle. You give your kids, but you still want to be mama. But about a week or so ago, I say, God, I give my kids totally to you. And when I had to say, Mom, I bless God because I'm alive. When she sent me picture, there's no way my baby should have walked out of that car. But she's alive. And I say, God, I thank you for showing me your glory. I just thank you, guys. I'm not on every week, but I try to get on. And like I said, I was under the weather last week. But I want to personally say to my mother, Roberta Jones, I love you. God has brought you many storms. And I thank you for weathering those storms with the power of God, because you've shown all of us how to get on our face when we need to face a storm. God bless you all. Amen. Love you, Lorraine. Love you, teaching. I'm Pastor Chris. God bless you. I love you. And God, I just want to say thank you and continue to pray. And my prayer right now, we were talking to my daughter to get her to go to the hospital just to get checked out, you know, because she did hit her head. So if you guys just continue to bug our heaven that she will be obedient to go to the hospital. And it was amazing because she said, Ma, I get to see my dad. She hadn't seen her dad in a while. And they have been trying to pray and build that relationship. And it's amazing. Yesterday she called. She said, Ma, my dad is here in Georgia, and we're going to meet up tomorrow. And I said, okay.
Wow.
So he called me. He said, I'm finna find a rental car, and I'm finna go take our baby to the hospital. So I thank God for that relationship that he's starting to restore. But I thank you all. I thank you. I thank you. And again, Mama, I love you, and I thank you for your prayer, and I thank you for your discipline. I didn't like it. Sometimes I feel dumb, but I know you was listening from God, and I appreciate you. Love you all.
Amen. Amen. Love you too. Amen.
All right. All right.
Again, we can get the offering plate. I tell you.
Yes, sir. But
yes.
We got one more caller. So let me get you this call. I'm trying to keep the band at bay. So we got one more. So 3462, you are live on the air. God bless you.
I don't have a talking person. This is Celia. Well, I'm down here in Louisiana, and everybody's alive. I'm actually at work, been at work since Saturday, and it's all is well. God is good.
Amen.
And
thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm very emotional.
Amen.
Oh, we're very emotional with you. Go ahead, baby. Speak. You got the floor.
God bless you, Cecilia. Go ahead, honey. Go ahead and speak.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just thank y'all. When you text me, I thank God for you all. You always check up on me and stuff. But like I say, everything is good, and I thank you for texting me, for going allowing you to text me and let me know that y'all are going to be on, because the service that where I'm at, it's like bad, so I'm kind of walking around. And but everything is good, though. I mean, God is good. My family is okay. I just been at work, you know, dealing, helping other people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, everything is okay. Now, thank y'all.
Thank God for keeping
good to me.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's good.
I was just
Do you have anything?
A couple of things. I do.
Go ahead.
So the one thing I was going to say is before my cousin got on the line, I kept listening to that voice, and I say, that is Janine. And then I thought maybe I was tripping. But nah, that was Janine. Okay, so before she got on the line, the thing that was on my heart was we know that a lot of people were affected by Ida, and it was another storm. I can't even think of the name of it, but there were two going at one time, you know, going across different parts of the world. And then it caused me to remember the internal storms that we are dealing with as well, and the ones that are not related to Ida, the ones that are just our day-to-day, everyday living, maybe because of parenting. I know we talk a lot about work and, like, just being married or being single and those storms that we deal with. And I was just encouraged because I feel like I wasn't affected by the weather this week, but I had my own internal storms. And so as I listened to people who were affected by the weather, it was just amazing to me to hear how their testimony dealing with the weather storm still spoke to my situation dealing with the personal storm. And so I was just, you know, hopeful that other people who were listening who maybe weren't affected by Ida or the other, you know, tropical storm were still able to be blessed by the words of those who were. I always think it's important. I was having a conversation with my son this morning, and he was moping, and he was in a bad mood, and he, you know, was down on his feelings, and all I could just keep reminding him was how important it was to use the tools that he knows and exercise those tools and to be positive, and how being negative or upset or frustrated was not improving his mood or his situation, but that he had tools that had been given to him to improve his situation and to make him indeed feel better, or at least walk as if he felt better. And so I was thinking about that as I was saying it to my son, how that also applied to me as I was, quote unquote, weathering storms this week. And I forgot to do all of those things that I could clearly advise my child to do. So I'm happy that everybody got on and they were alive and well, and they were indeed weathering their storms. So I guess just be encouraged this week as we move forward to continue to weather the storms and to continue to speak life where you don't see it until you feel it and see it. And that's what the Mayo household is going to be doing this week.
Amen. So that's your challenge for us this week, is to speak life.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank you for guarding the buffet. We're going to go to our final takeaways. And I'm just going to do it like this. Thank God for all of our faithful listeners on this week. Thank God for their caretakers, because we want to give way for Sister Tammy to pray. And I got to look at the time, which is leaving me pretty quick. So we're going to do takeaways at this time. Pastor Chris, you want to go ahead and express what you're feeling on today behind what God has done on the buffet today?
I'm trying not to just blast this whole thing through the roof, but I got to just say this. See, the Lord will make a bridge to cross over when the waters block your path. It's very ironic that the waters that's been going on up and down the East Coast in the South Louisiana, see, God has a funny way of getting our attention. Now, the Lord will even clear a path through the sea as he did with the children of Israel in Exodus. See, it says in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 15 through 16, and I will get through this. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King, thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, in the waters, excuse me. See, so when the battle is already won, see, the battle's always going to be a spiritual battle, y'all. See, especially when life happens. See, it prepares our spirit to get back into full gear. It allows our spirit man to go into our spiritual closet, pull out the whole armor of God, gird ourselves in strength, even though the circumstances around us looks bleak. But God shall supply all your
receives according to your what? Riches in glory.
Glory.
We ain't talking about the $1,000 seed. We're talking about the relationship in God. And this is the season that God is getting our attention. I'm not saying that you deserve or we deserve all this stuff going around us. But see, God is getting our attention. And if he got to get our attention the hard way, like he had to do in Israel way back in Exodus, then he's going to do what he's got to do to get the attention of his people. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
And I don't mean to be messed up right now, but see, God sometimes has to do things because we are so hard-headed in the spirit that we don't want to listen. So guess what? God gets our attention, throws our life upside down, so we will have no choice but to trust in what he is, and I'm done. Y'all better take this mic. I'm done. Take it. Oh, my God.
Even Pookie understand that. Come on here.
Harley.
You can go ahead. Go ahead, Roberta.
No, I'm fooling. I can't.
Go ahead and release the band, Pastor Chris, because it's time to throw your hair across the room and let, glory, let God work. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I feel an overflow. I need somebody to give God glory. I'm not dead yet, and that means God's not done yet. Somebody give God a praise. Give God an ordinary run. Give God an ordinary jump. In order for you to see what you've never seen, you gotta do something you've never done. I dare you to give God a praise you never gave him. And watch God move in your life. Somebody put your hand together.
Say never be defeated.
Say never be defeated.
never be defeated. I will never be defeated. I will never be defeated. Say, God is exalted. The devil is defeated. Say, God is exalted. The devil is defeated. Listen, I'm going to help you. The reason you should give God praise is because when death came to your door.
We need to close out the show. So, yeah. Let's close out the show because, yeah, I think we got some people in the background getting their praise on. But we got to do this properly and close the show out. So I'm going to hold the band off just a little bit longer. And then when we close out the show, then I'll just let them go loose. So, Sister Lorraine, Sister Roberta, Sister Tracy, y'all better take this because we already took 5 minutes. So, y'all better go ahead. You have the floor.
I tried to give it to Sister Tracy. She texted me. She said, I ain't got nothing to say. I'm out. She said, loose that band and get the prayer going. So, that's what we'll do. Today's show has been phenomenal. God has showed up. God has spoken. And when God has spoken, the church ought to just say amen. So, Sister Tammy, if you don't mind, just pray. And please pray for the people of the storm, not only the physical storm, but especially those spiritual storms that we're going through. And you know what? Let me be real. You don't even have to pray. Let's just thank God. Let's just thank God. Because the song said that prayers have already been answered. We're going to believe God on today. What you say?
It's already done.
It's already done.
Oh,
go ahead, take it.
Well, if the chef don't have any closing remarks, we just going to go ahead and give some praise. Because in spite of it all, God still works. God is still doing what he does. He protects the ones he loves. And I'm not trying to throw shade, but God does protect the one he loves. Who am I talking about? Well, I think I'm talking about the ones who have relationship with him. I think I'm talking about the one that finally realized that the religion didn't work. I'm finally talking to the ones that say, you know what? I need to be tapped in because I don't hear you no more, God. And I'm tired of this phony baloney nonsense. I want to hear your voice. So even in the spite of the storm, I can go tell my storm no.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I have my spiritual six-pack and my spiritual muscle to go through every storm in my life, whether it's in the natural or in the spiritual. I'm done. Let me stop. So if you allow me, Sister Lorraine Brown, Roberta Jones, Pitbull Hot Sauce, I am the band. I am the secret sauce. And the band is about to take this thing home. So if you allow me to close, I will close this thing out right. And everybody on this line, y'all better find a chair handle, wherever you are, and just go straight crazy for Jesus Christ at this time. Because there's a lot to give God praise for. So I yield the floor. Let me go ahead and get the band and break them loose. So I will just leave the floor right now. If y'all want to close, we'll do it. If not, we'll just go out with some praise. So I'm done.
I'm done. Who got something?
Praise. Go out with praise.
Let's go. Loose that band and let them go.
See you next week.
The door. Look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, I'm not praising God because I don't have it yet. I'm praising God because it's already done. Said, neighbor, I know you're trying to figure out, but I got some news for you. What you're trying to figure out, God already worked it out. Oh, you better praise him. Because whatever you've been trying to figure out, he already worked it out. You better dance, son. Because he worked it out. He worked it. God worked it out. Glory. Hallelujah. Dance about it. I'll dance about it. I'll dance about it.
Texas.